Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. Aaron Torres, our buddy here at Fox Sports Radio. He's a weekend host. Also has his own podcast. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour, Rob, and we can really get back into some of this NCAA talk as we wait for the big game tonight between Gonzaga and Baylor. But until then, let's go to the NFL. And there was, as you heard, a big trade made between the Jets and the Carolina Panthers. And, you know, that's the rumor or the discussion all offseason, Rob, has been, will the Jets move on? Should the Jets move on from quarterback Sam Darnold, who, of course, what, 3-4 years ago was the third pick in the draft? 4 years ago, third pick in the draft. Obviously, I mean, you're hearing all this stuff about Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields. To all the guys below Trevor Lawrence, because everybody thinks Trevor Lawrence is a sure bet. We'll see. But all the hype that the other guys, Rob, are getting, that was Sam Darnold at the top. That was Sam Darnold, and now the Jets have moved on from him. Got three picks for him, not first round. One sixth round this year, and then a second and a fourth round next year. From Carolina. So it looks like all the reports are that they're going to take Zach Wilson from BYU with the second pick. Do you think, Rob, that this is, I mean, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to analyze this, but Do you think this was the right move by the Jets, or that Darnold will go to Carolina and resurrect his career and his promise?
Yeah, I'm just not ready to throw Sam Darnold out and think that he can't play. I just think the Jets are a mess, and they just didn't. I'm not positive who he really had around him, what the scheme was. Their head coach was bad. There's just a lot of bad things. And I just think this is typical of the NFL now. Just move on, go to grab the next guy. It's a crapshoot, Chris, with quarterbacks. Guys are drafting these quarterbacks and moving on from them. Guys go to the Super Bowl, they get traded away. This is where we are. And Jared, if a GM didn't pick the guy, right? Oh, that's not my guy. Go get the next guy. And who knows? I mean, I think it's really a crapshoot, but I'm not convinced Sam Darnold can't play. Too many people I respect in football liked him a lot, including TJ Houshmandzadeh, my partner on the podcast, who swears by Sam Darnold, who worked out with Sam Darnold, said this guy can play. This is a big-time receiver in the NFL. He knows if a guy can play or throw the football or whatever. So I'm not there yet, Chris. You know, I just don't know. I'm wishing Sam Darnold the best. And you know what? Maybe he's a better situation that it didn't work out with the Jets and he can move on because things just haven't worked out there.
Yeah, as you said, look, it's hard to say. A guy not being great or very good in his first 3 years,
I think so.
Certainly you don't have to bury him, you know, and that's the thing that's the thing with a guy like Sam Darnold right now. Because we've seen quarterbacks struggle early and then, you know, resurrect their career a little bit later. And maybe Darnold will do that. I think there's several things at play here. One, the Jets with a new coach would have had to make a decision on Darnold right away. Like, he's going to make, you know, do they pick up his option next year or not? It's worth $18.5 million. So you figure you got a new coach. He's working, even though Darnold's been in the league a while, they're going to have to develop a relationship. And is 1 year going to be enough time for you to settle on whether Darnold's your guy or not? And so I think what this does is they don't have to worry about that now. And then the clock resets. So you know how it is. You get a rookie quarterback. He's on a rookie deal. People start expecting less from you. Now, if it's Zach Wilson or whoever, people aren't expecting as much from the Jets now. And because it's a rookie quarterback, so it gives your coaching staff and your new quarterback time to grow together. And it makes the fan base be at least a little more patient. Even though we're talking about New York, they should be at least a little more patient. So I think it's easy for a franchise when you reset like this because it buys you more time. The other thing I'll say about Darnold, and he's shown promise. I liked him coming out of college. And he's had moments, but he hadn't had a lot. And we have seen other guys go to troubled franchises and show us more. Now, we've seen Jared Goff was showing us quite a bit, and you see what happened to him now.
Yeah, but so we saw nothing out of him his first year. We thought he was a bust. And then they got a new coach, and they went to the Super Bowl. So I've seen Jared Goff both ways.
Now he goes the other way, at least in the Rams' eyes. So, I'm just saying, like, just because a guy starts out well, like a Joe Burrow, like a Justin Herbert, it doesn't necessarily mean that's who they are. Maybe, I think so. But as I said, we thought we knew who Jared Goff was. We thought we knew who Carson Wentz was. So you got to take a little time, but I do feel like I saw more from Burrow last year. I saw more from Herbert last year. Both of them in challenging situations, not good teams. Maybe not as bad as the Jets, but not good teams. Rob, you remember this? People were saying Burrow shouldn't go to Cincinnati.
Yeah, but I never bought into that. Yeah, but I just thought that was ridiculous. Like the idea that's the whole premise of the draft is that the worst team gets the best player, right, Chris? That's the whole premise of the draft If the best players didn't want to go to the bad teams, you might as well abolish the draft. What would be the purpose of it? So that's why.
As we said about Burrow, if you're that guy, go there and turn it around.
And be the difference. Right.
And he did make a difference, but Darnold didn't. Now, it may turn out that it was Adam Gase's fault. It was the organization's fault. It was that he didn't have much help. But he didn't show me as much as Burrow and Herbert did. I mean, he didn't even complete 60% of his passes, which, you know, Rob, today is really poor. His interceptions to turnover or to touchdowns, it was darn near 50%, 45 touchdowns, 39 picks, which, again, in today's NFL is really poor.
Yeah, but
so
I didn't see long
stretches that impressed me like I did with some of these other young
players. Yeah, but I would ask you to name who their wide receivers are, who their – even they didn't even use the running back correctly. Like Gase didn't want them.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, I mean, that should have opened up things for Daunt. They didn't even use him properly or correctly. It was a mess. And I'm not – Chris, I'm not here – Darnold's numbers are nothing to write home about. If you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem. So I get that. So I'm not going to sit here and act like he had these flashes or whatever, but I'm just not convinced that he can't play. Again, I'm going off of stuff that I've talked to with people who I respect in football who say this guy can play and just needs the right opportunity and the right and be in the right situation. So maybe this will work out for him. And for Carolina to make this move, it says, you know, says a lot, right? I thought they had a quarterback. I guess not.
Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah.
They've been looking to replace old Teddy.
But Teddy just Teddy got there. He just signed a contract last year.
Yeah, but
Chris, that was his first year there.
I mean, Teddy was one, Rob, that at a moment in time was beloved. Remember in Minnesota when he hurt his knee and players were crying?
No, it was bad.
Because he was such a great leader, and you know what I mean? Guys loved him. So the bottom line is it does take time with these young quarterbacks. Either way, if they're bad early, it doesn't necessarily mean they can't be resurrected because they're young. Some guys are going to pick stuff up earlier than other guys. Some guys are in better situations than other guys. And if they start hot, a la Carson Wentz, a la Jared Goff. I mean, he got going hot. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to stay there. So you do need to be patient. My only thing with Darnold, and I was a guy, like I said, that liked him a lot coming out of USC, is I didn't see like long stretches or significant stretches of very good play. I saw a play here or there. A short stint here or there. But I didn't see long stretches. And, you know, like we said, the completion percentage, the yards per game, the interceptions to touchdowns, it was all subpar. And so we'll see what he can do there in Carolina. But the Jets, like I said, it gives them a new lease on life, Rob. This coaching staff now, it's not we got to do it right away. I mean, obviously they want to.
No, but it's in their best. See, this is the problem with fans and how fans get screwed. I'm just going to say it, Chris, because this isn't about the Jets winning. It's about giving the new general manager, the general manager's only been who didn't draft Darnold, the general manager,
right, sure.
And the new coach time. So that people can't say that.
Right.
We just got him. We just drafted him. This gives them 3 or 4 years to have a job. It's a sellout
right.
of fans.
Because the GM didn't.
It's a sellout of fans.
He didn't hire Gase either. Remember?
No.
So now he can be like, I got my own coach and I got my own quarterback. Now
you
give
know
me
what
3 years.
It's a sellout. It's a sellout of fans. And Chris, I'm not saying that they don't think these guys can play, but it's better. They're better off starting fresh rather than taking something and fixing it or working with it. They just are. And that's the problem that I have is for Jet fans who haven't won a Super Bowl since 1969, here we go, another reboot. Here we go, another promise of maybe we'll win in 4 or 5 years. It's just the same old thing.
I totally agree that it buys the new regime time. I don't think it's selling out the fans because it wasn't. I mean, we don't know what it would have been with Sam Darnold. I mean, again, he didn't show us too much to latch on to, so I don't think it's selling out the fans.
Yeah, but you don't. But you also don't know what you're going to get. I mean, you could sit here all day.
No, you don't, but you're not impressed enough with Darnold.
No,
I mean,
but the next guy could keep him. No, but the next guy could be a bust, and then what? Okay, now we're going to get somebody. I'm just saying, 2 years from now, who was the guy that they had in Arizona? The quarterback they drafted.
Josh Rosen,
after 1 year on a bad team without a lot of weapons, Chris, they blew him out and got Kyler Murray. And
but
guess
that
what?
Wasn't selling out fans.
No, but my point is that it was just 1 year. They barely gave him any time, and they decided they're going to make a move. Because what? They did. They got a new coach. They got a new coach in Cliff Kingsbury.
But
that's
I'm just saying, I think selling out the fans will be, say, if Green Bay moves on from Aaron Rodgers after this season. That would be selling out fans to me. But this, Darnold just hadn't shown enough, you know, to latch on to him. And I'm sure if he did, they would keep him. So that's why I wouldn't characterize that. But you're right. I agree. It does buy them time. That's for sure. All right. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob. Who deserves the most blame for Sam Darnold's underwhelming tenure in New York? Is it the Jets or is it Darnold himself? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Aaron Torres coming on in about 9 minutes. But first, got to let you know that the Triller Fight Club event is happening soon, April 17th. Jake Paul squares off against Ben Askren. You don't want to miss it. Jake Paul's got power in that right hand. Ask Nate Robinson. And here's the good news. You get the opportunity to win a free trip to Atlanta to see the fight live. Jake Paul versus Ben Askren. Enter for a chance to win airfare for two people, hotel accommodations, and tickets to the ultra-exclusive event by going to foxsportsradio.com. Join celebrity royalty, folks like Snoop Dogg, Pete Davidson, Dixie, and others. Plus, be one of only 200 fans to see top performers like Justin Bieber, The Black Keys, Doja Cat, Diplo, and more. Enter and get rules at foxsportsradio.com by April 6th. That's foxsportsradio.com. We are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, Rob, 877-99 on Fox. What do you guys think? Is Darnold to blame for his poor tenure in New York with the Jets, or are the Jets to blame? And he'll All be right. very good elsewhere.
Thomas in Iowa, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, man, thanks for getting me on the air, dude.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I'd say it's the best of both. Like, I think the Jets are cursed, the ownership group. I think
Thomas, hold on. We want you to pick one.
Oh, pick one? It's the Jets. It's got to be the Jets.
And why?
The players surrounding him, the coaching staff, he was doomed to fail when he got there.
Okay,
Nothing
I'm with
got
you.
Better.
So you think he'll be good in Carolina?
I think a change in scenery. Look at Mark Brunell when he went to Atlanta, to Jacksonville. Brett Favre when he went to Green Bay. I think a change of scenery would do good for him.
All right. We will see.
No doubt. I mean, it ain't a given, but we'll see. Brandon in Dallas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Chris? What's up, Rob?
How are
what's
you,
up, man?
Doing great. Hope y'all are having a great night.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Hey, before I speak on this Sam Darnold situation, I just want to talk about a beef that I have with iHeartRadio. For about the past year and a half, I've been catching a couple of podcasts on iHeartRadio when I can't catch the show.
Right.
It's like the last week they haven't had the podcast on. I don't know what's up with that.
You know what? I think it's because of our guy, Elijah, who's our social media guy. He has been on vacation for 2 weeks.
Should have been up.
I'm guessing. Elijah,
we'll
can you text
out.
Me and tell me if that's what – happen so I can
I'll
explain
it.
Because
I was right. posting it on my Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to find it.
All right, okay. But go ahead. Where you at on Darnold?
But about Sam Darnold, and really, I think any quarterback, no matter how great a prospect he is going to have an uphill battle in New York as for the Jets. But I'm putting this one on Adam Gase. You know, I think everybody has, for a while, have said that he's a quarterback whisperer and can do wonders
with
quarterbacks.
Why?
And he might could do that as an offensive coordinator, but not as a head coach.
And you know what?
He's shown that he's a detriment.
And you know what? Tannehill was terrible. He had no use for Tannehill, right? And what did he do when he left?
Yeah, and he was a big prospect coming out of A&M. He goes there, does nothing. Now he makes playoff runs for Tennessee.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, you just don't know. Adam Gase just – I just don't see – I couldn't believe the Jets hired him, Chris. And
well, he was being called the quarterback whisperer, Rob, as the OC. But he has some good quarterbacks, too.
Yeah, I guess that really had more to do with
some of those guys.
Keith in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Uncle Rob, Uncle Chris, how are y'all?
Well, doing good. How are you?
I'm married in money. I'm feeling benevolent today. You know, I may go, you know, give a little contribution.
Is that
people
right?
Getting fired for stuff like that, man.
I was going to say, Chris told me I better be careful. I'll be off the radio if they get me on IG.
Pierce.
If they get me on IG.
Get into that.
Chris, you ain't never seen me on no IG, have you?
No.
But listen, guy, I'm going to go with Sam Darnold as the most to blame. The reason being because he was the same kind of quarterback at USC. I mean, just exciting but reckless.
Interceptions, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was reckless. And think about USC. He, most of the time, he lined up with the best players against, you know what I mean? So, and then it was with the Jets, he became injury prone. He got mono and got, you know, so I just think that, you know, he's a big part of the blame for what the Jets did. But, you know, something, Adam Gase is absolutely awful. He should ever get another head coaching job ever in life.
I can't see him getting another head coaching job after that.
I would.
He'll get a job in the league because he got nothing but friends, and they all hire each other, Chris, when they get put out of work.
And I'm fine if he gets a job somewhere.
But a head coach?
A head job? No. Stop it.
Yep. Max, in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, my guys? Always a pleasure. Thank you, Rob G., for getting me on. I'm going to try to nail this. So I'm Max in Georgia. I lived in Charlotte before. I'm familiar with the Panthers. My dad is a Jets fan, has been forever. I told him when they drafted that kid that he was not really worth the draft paper they drafted him on. I never believed that. This is an indictment on all college quarterbacks. When you look at the last 10, 20 years, you've got a few that you can think of that were notable and worthy. But most of them coming from these programs, their programs are so solid all around that the quarterback is not what people think they are when they draft him. They draft him, Alabama's, Ohio State. Think about all those quarterbacks.
Well, Watson,
so,
Deshaun Watson from Clemson.
Clemson, though. That's Clemson.
But I'm saying they were stacked around him.
But look what he's done. I mean, he didn't, you know, he hasn't had a chance. He may not get another chance now with everything going on in his life. But let me just say this, if I could, too. When you said, Chris, I think you mentioned, is this a bad move for the Panthers? Are they selling out as a fans group? I think it kind of is. David Tepper is the richest NFL owner in the league. And you look at Steve Ballmer. He's the Steve Ballmer of the NFL. Steve Ballmer has made drastic moves to win and put them in contention. Right. What has this guy done? You signed McCaffrey, but other than that, what has he done? The quarterbacks are a carousel. What has he really done? That's all I got to say, guys. I appreciate your time.
All right, Max.
All right.
Appreciate
That's Max in Georgia, our man. All right, we got Aaron Torres, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, college basketball analyst, coming up in a minute. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And we love this guy. He's a friend of the show, Fox Sports Radio college basketball analyst, also a weekend host, and the host of the Aaron Torres Sports Podcast. Very original name right there. What's up, buddy?
I think he paid a consultant to get that name, right?
You sound like the Washington football team. Like that, you're the Washington football team of on-air personalities.
Hey, fellas, just a quick question before we start. Chris, I'm sorry. So I didn't see who ended up winning the other night. What time does Illinois play tonight? Rob, what time does Michigan play tonight?
Who was
Look
your
you
pick? Did you pick Westerners exactly?
carrying water for the Big Ten. Rob, are you a friend of Jim Harbaugh now? Are you going soft on me? What's going
he's
on?
Out
Who came with
did
double
you pick,
barrel?
You must have picked Gonzaga.
What's that?
You must have picked Gonzaga.
So I have a confession to make. I'm not going to tell anybody. You guys are the first person I've said this to, except for my audience on Saturday. I picked Baylor early in the week when I filled out all my brackets. Is this what it's like to be married to
Let
Christmas
him talk.
And get a sentence in? My goodness. You know, I changed all of my brackets except for one, the Fox Sports Radio pool. So I'm the only one that has Baylor and Fox Sports Radio. So that's my official pick. But, you know, whatever. Point is, Fox Sports Radio, I have Baylor. So let's just say that, even though I think Gonzaga is going to win tonight. I know I just spoiled the whole segment.
Who'd you have Baylor beat?
Okay. Because
you have a chance to win the. Do you have a chance to win the Fox Sports bracket?
Yes, I'm. I hate to brag, I'm in first place right now, unless Illinois makes a miraculous comeback from losing in the second round.
Oh wow!
I had first place
early when it counted.
What's that?
I was in first for the first 2 weeks when it counted. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it's not when how it you counted. Started.
What that a lot more games then? Okay. A lot more games then. It's easy now. But anyway, since you came out, Aaron Torres, jumping on me and Rob, I'm going to – look, it didn't take you long to get out the pom-poms for college basketball. Let me read a tweet from you. Jalen Suggs could have gone to the G League and made $500,000 this year. Mark my words, based on his move up draft boards and all the endorsements he's about to get, he's going to make way all caps – more playing
how
one
much?
Year of college hoops. Maybe college basketball isn't so bad after all. I think
how much you making, Aaron?
You a check
yeah,
to write that is that? Can yes. we come clean?
Well, so this is what I would say, and this is something I always argue. College basketball. So listen, Ken wants to. First of all, for the record, let it be stated. If you want to go to the G League, if you want to sit out and train for a year, if you're going to be a second-round pick or undrafted and want to go pro, I never criticize anybody. You know, the old saying, I don't mess with anybody else's money. Whatever you want to do is fine. What I will tell you, though, is there's no doubt Jalen Suggs is a perfect example of how much college basketball can help a player. Couple quick things. You know, you can go back, look at mock drafts from before the season started. People will press me on this, but it's on the internet. The internet never forgets. This guy was projected as the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, you know, whatever, 6th, 7th pick in the draft. He may go number one right now. I don't think he moves up draft boards if he goes to the G League or trains for the season. Chris, I know you follow this stuff, man. I know you know who Jalen Green is. I think Jalen Green, who decided not to play college basketball, is an incredibly talented player. I don't blame him for taking money, but he has been completely off the grid for a year. And maybe he'll be more prepared when he gets to the pros next year. I don't know. But I do think the exposure that college basketball gives, the fact that Jalen Suggs, who knows how many people saw that shot, but it's probably, you know, in the tens of millions right now. I think it's going to help him on draft night. I think it's going to help him with
endorsement. But Aaron.
Go ahead.
But the only problem is LaMelo Ball played, and I don't know where he played. I didn't get to see any of them.
Australia, Lithuania. And
He's a third pick, and he got endorsements. He signed all kinds of stuff. He didn't even play. He barely played high school. He didn't play college, and we didn't see him play other than clips on social media. Did that hurt him?
What I would say, and I truly believe this, and you guys will push back, I think LaMelo Ball is the exception to the rule. I mean, LaMelo Ball had, and I've told you guys this story before, LaMelo Ball, I was at high school tournaments when LaMelo Ball was a sophomore. I remember one time I was at a tournament. Eric Gordon, who was then with the Houston Rockets, I don't even know who he plays for now, shows up, walks in the gym, crickets, nobody cares. LaMelo Ball walks in with Lonzo, and the whole arena flooded to him. And so, you know, I'm serious. I swear on my life, and I feel bad that I put out Eric Gordon like that, but it's the truth. And so, you know, listen, you know, LaMelo Ball, I believe, is the exception. What I would tell you, Chris, and push back on me if you want to on this, Zion Williamson signed, what was it, the second biggest shoe contract ever coming coming into the NBA outside of LeBron.
Right.
I know Zion had a huge brand before college. I don't think he gets the dollar amount that he gets if he doesn't do what he did at Duke. And I'll be curious to see. Maybe in 6 months I get proven wrong, but I would bet that Jalen Suggs gets the biggest shoe contract coming out of college or coming into this draft, I mean. And I suspect that one shot, that one game, I think it made him millions in the long run. And back to my original point, going from the 7th pick to the 3rd or 2nd or 1st, that's $15, $20 million over the course of the first contract. I haven't seen any of these G League guys move up any mock draft boards. I have seen Cade Cunningham lock in as the number 1-2 pick. I have seen Jalen Suggs move up. I have seen guys like that.
What I would say is that Suggs is kind, and Zion for that matter, they're exceptions to the rule too. Because what if Suggs doesn't have that tremendous ending? Not just the shot, but the block, the dime that he threw, the bounce pass to, was that Drew Timmy or whoever it was?
What if he loses tonight and has a stinker?
I mean, I just think Suggs is the rarity. Ben Simmons didn't even go to the NCAA tournament. James Wiseman didn't even play in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
Didn't even play in college but three games. So that's all I'm saying. I get it. Suggs had this shot that we're going to remember forever, especially if they win tonight. So, yeah, he helped himself, but did a lot of other players, all the other players that went there, how many of them, the rest of them, helped themselves?
No, and listen, it's a balancing act, right? I think Evan Mobley helped himself. I think most of the guys that went to college that actually played reasonably well, like, yeah, Jalen Johnson wasn't playing well and quit the team. Like, I hate to say it, it's the truth. Yeah, he didn't hurt himself. Maybe he was the exception that it would have been best to just sit out and get off the radar for a year. But you look across the board, and I just think the stage of college basketball, we criticize, and I understand. I know you said my college basketball pom-poms. I get it. By the way, we can go to the NFL draft. I heard about all these guys. They're such heroes for sitting out and don't play. If you didn't want to play because you didn't feel safe, that's fine. Nobody had heard of Zach Wilson 8 months ago. Now he's going to go number two overall. The only point that I tried to make, and you guys know this because we've all been in the middle of a Twitter storm here and there. You can't make the full point you're trying to make in 120 or 250 characters or whatever it is. But I just think the stage that college sports provides, some families, they can afford to send their kids to school for a year. They don't need the money up front. And I think the stage that this sport provides, college football provides, whatever, is a great, great, great platform to build your brand.
Yeah, only problem is it's a crooked business and it doesn't help the kids enough. And that's why it's so hard for me to endorse college basketball. I'm just that.
There's a stage.
Right. I'm just saying that's my problem with college basketball. One last thing I would like to ask you about Hubert Davis getting hired at North Carolina. Does this mean, and I'm being very serious, is North Carolina on the way down? Is that why Roy Williams is getting out? No, I'm asking. Or am I missing something? Or they still like the power that they used to be? Or are they coming back? Where is North Carolina as a program?
What I would say, Rob, and this actually hits home with what I said a minute ago when I was joking about Jim Harbaugh, I think North Carolina is too incestuous. I really do. Listen, they, I am of the belief North Carolina is probably the best job in college basketball. And, you know, go call the biggest names, go offer the most money, to let everybody know we win national championships. This is the highest standard that you can possibly have in this sport. But it became pretty clear early on that they want to keep this thing in the family. There were no great candidates. We know what happened before Roy Williams took the job. They had Matt Doherty. He did not work out well, but they wanted to keep it in the family. Hubert Davis was within the program. He was Roy Williams' lead assistant. I think it's a mistake. I think you're North Carolina. You're not, Georgia or Florida or Tennessee or whatever. You're North Carolina freaking Lina. Go break the bank. Go get the best candidate possible. There are people that will listen to the job. I'll leave you with this. I've said this many times. One time I asked John Calipari. John Calipari, if people don't remember, he had things rolling at Memphis every year, Elite Eight, Final Four. And I asked him, why did you leave Memphis for Kentucky? And he said, because it's Kentucky. When Kentucky calls, you pick up, you listen, and frankly, you don't say no. And I felt like North Carolina, they had to do that. I was disappointed that they didn't. But if you're going to keep it in the family, I think promote the lead assistant, keep the team intact, and hope you can keep things rolling. But I'm with you, Rob. I thought there was a better candidate out there.
That's our man, Aaron Torres, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, college basketball analyst, host of the Aaron Torres Sports Podcast. Good job, my man.
And Aaron's filling
we'll
in
see.
For you,
you might
Chris.
Be right tonight.
He's
Baylor.
Filling in for you next Friday, Aaron Torres, right, Aaron?
Yes, I'm sir. If you'll Friday. Have me, Rob, if you'll have me, I'm happy to join you, my man.
Well, you maybe you'll have on. Bragging rights if you get
that's right. Next Friday, you'll rub it in Chris's face while he's off for the weekend.
is that what I get for winning the Fox Sports Radio bracket?
That's right. That's
whoever gets to fill in with Rob.
You don't
that's
get it. The $100,000 or $1 million or whatever it is we're advertising. But all right, brother,
yeah,
good job. Enjoy
next
the game
thing.
Tonight.
All right, thanks, fellas. Have a great evening.
It's a move that's dripping in hypocrisy. We'll get into that next. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And after the thriller Saturday night, and now there's only two teams standing, Baylor and Gonzaga, be sure to check out where you rank in Fox Sports Radio's M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com. There wasn't anything close to a perfect bracket this year, but still, up for grabs is a $1,000 gift card for the listener in first place, $300 for second place, and $200 for third place. Andrew C., if you're out there, Andrew C. is the listener currently in first place as we head into the championship game. And Aaron Torres, whose voice you just heard, is leading the host bracket. The full standings can be accessed via foxsportsradio.com. It's the M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Rob G.?
Yeah, Chris, we would normally do sources say here, which is a very exciting segment that's sweeping the nation.
Yes,
but we do have some news
fish to fry
that we have to discuss. Paul Pierce, former Celtics All-Star and NBA champion, now a former analyst with ESPN, because he was given his walking papers today. A few days after that viral video went out with his Instagram Live of him allegedly smoking the ganja at a poker/erotic dancer party.
I saw the woman behind him on the floor. Did you see her?
I saw all the videos, Rob.
Chris, he was playing poker. I saw the video. He was playing poker, and he had somebody in a bikini, a woman in a bikini, massaging him.
But there was another woman on the floor, like freaking, like, yeah, right? Did you see
twerking,
her?
She was twerking, yep. Okay. So he, according to reports, ESPN and Pierce have agreed to part ways. And according to the New York Post, their sources say that one of the big reasons why they decided to move on from Paul Pierce as an NBA analyst on their network is because he chose to put the videos out on his own. If he had been filmed doing the exact same things on his own and they became viral, hey, it is what it is. You're on your private time. But because he willingly put them out, they said that enough is enough. You got to go.
I thought it was an accident initially. But, you know, I thought when it was first put out, people were saying it was maybe they just couldn't believe it. So they figured it was an accident.
Right. Well, Rob,
you can have first.
Yeah, my only thing is, Chris, I get it. You represent a company 24/7. Why? My only question would be this. Who are you flexing for to prove that you smoke weed and strippers are around when you play? I mean, I could have guessed that happens, right, or assume it, but do you need to advertise that? Who are you trying to impress by doing it? I think you just got to ask yourself about his judgment. Why is that important to put that on Instagram?
So you think it was the right move by ESPN?
Yeah, I think when you work with companies like that, there's a lot of stuff that's just, it has nothing to do with you. It's about them and what they want they want their people to be, to come across. I just think corporate world, yeah, I can see people saying that's not what we're looking for.
I just think that, look, y'all know how I don't get down like that, all right? So I would love it if we gonna button up as a society, you know, but with all the stuff going on in society, and I don't mean behind the scenes, I mean in front of the scenes. Paul Pierce could have had a television behind him with the Grammy Awards on and a performance from that, and it wouldn't have been any different. I mean, we putting this stuff on the Grammys in prime time for kids to see, free television. And so why are you coming down on Paul Pierce when this stuff is put on television and radio free? I'm not talking about cable, stuff people pay for, stuff you can keep away from kids. I'm talking about prime time. It's out there. So I just, why are we holding athletes and ex-athletes or even broadcasters to a higher standard
than politicians who lead?
We got politicians who've said worse.
There's a difference between Chris. I've said it before.
Talked about sexually harassing
a woman. There's a difference between people who are elected by the people and someone who works for somebody else.
But it shows
Paul
you
Pierce
the people
works
that
for somebody.
People,
that's
people,
all.
Rob, the rappers and other performers work for people too.
Chris,
and
it's a totally different business.
How's it different?
They like that stuff. They've had rockers bite bats' heads off on the stage.
On
and
national
do all
TV?
Kinds of craziness.
It's hypocrisy.
He works for Mickey Mouse.
You can play behind rules all you want. It's
I'm just
hypocrisy.
Telling you, no,
it's hypocrisy. It's different standards for different folks.
It
should be the same standard.
Paul Pierce ain't doing nothing that
a lot of other people don't promote.
Show me the video of all the other analysts on smoking weed and with
analysts.
Strippers. I'm asking
weed
you.
Is freaking
show
legal
me the video.
Weed
show
is
me the
legal.
Video.
Rob, weed is legal.
I didn't say it's illegal. I didn't say that.
So what's the difference?
So you asked me why
again,
the NFL
I'm not defending this
Pac-Man
I do
Jones
I'm
was suspended,
saying.
Chris, for going to
Who?
A strip club.
Oh, that
Pac-Man
was, that
Jones.
Was 20 years ago.
It don't matter.
It
that wasn't
matter.
Illegal either.
Society has
but it's about
Rob
protecting
Parker,
the shield.
Noticed?
And ESPN is
have
saying that
noticed?
That's not what they want their analysts to do on Instagram.
Have you
that's
noticed
all.
That it's
that's
changed?
All.
Stop it. This stuff is on Prime TV now. Holding Paul Pierce to an example, a standard nobody else is held to?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.